Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The weekly podcast where we explore our daily anomalies, bringing to life short stories by fantastic writers never heard in audio format. A weekly mini audio book about life and befuddlement just for you. This week, we have a story from B.B. Nicholson, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Why My Mother Doesn't Need Any More Friends. I planned on talking to my mother about getting Meals on Wheels or some sort of church visitation plan set up, since a recent newspaper story said loneliness and lack of social ability were major causes of depression among the elderly who do nothing but watch television. But I couldn't get a word in edgewise. Since I arrived at Mama's, her phone has been ringing off the hook. Mama, I want to talk to you about Meals on phone rings. Mama, we need to discuss phone rings again. How many phone calls a day do you get? I complained after the first day of my visit. On the second day, I decided to make a record of every single call just out of curiosity. She got 24 phone calls. My sister called 6 times, probably because I was at Mama's and she wasn't, so she felt like she was missing out. Even though Mama and I were doing absolutely nothing, my sister wanted blow-by-blow updates. My brother called 4 times. He's a lawyer, and when he found out, Belk's charged Mama a $6 restocking fee to return a pair of pants that didn't fit, he went crazy. "Stores don't charge restocking fees," he said. "I know what I paid," Mama replied. His second call was to tell her he called Belk's and they said they never charged restocking fees. "I know what I paid," Mama repeated. The third time he called was to say he had contacted Belk's statewide region manager and that person verified there were no charges on returns. You can guess Mama's response. The fourth call was to tell Mama he had contacted the CEO of Belk's. Lawyers won't let a thing go. I guess his next move will be to take out a lawsuit against Belk's on Mama's behalf to recoup the $6. Thinking we might be done with calls for a while, I tried to start the Meals on Wheels conversation again. But Mama got 3 calls from her niece, who is 80. At the end of each conversation, Mama said, "We're supposed to be there by 6 o'clock. "What was that all about?" I asked after the 3rd time. "We're going to the Lions Club fish fry at 6 o'clock, but she can't remember a thing I tell her anymore." The next call was from somebody selling life insurance cheap. Mama listened a long time to his sales pitch before he started asking questions. I heard her say, "I'm 99 years old." Then she hung up the phone. "He hung up on me when I told him my age," she said. The next 3 calls were from a handyman wondering when she wanted her gutters cleaned, a call from cable TV wanting her to switch from AT&T, and a call from the painter she hired to paint the front porch. She also got a call from Ruth, the woman she rides to church with, and from 2 neighbors, one to check up on her and another to say they were bringing Brunswick stew over. The next person to call was from the DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, to see if she got her warning letter. "I did get it," Mama said. "Thank you very much for the warning." What kind of warning? I wanted to know after she hung up. Mama told me she had gotten a letter from the DMV saying she would have to take a motor vehicles test in October of 2019 before she could get her license renewed. She was originally supposed to take the test this year. "Do they know you'll be 100 by then?" "I'll probably want to give up my license before the test," Mama said. "Who wants a 100-year-old on the highway?" She said this when she turned 90, too. The phone rang 4 more times before she got the call from the pollster. I was incredulous when I heard Mama, who has been a Democrat all her life, say, "Donald Trump is doing a wonderful job." Mama, why did you say Trump is doing a wonderful job? You're a Democrat. You said yesterday that Trump picks fights with everybody, even Canada. The Democrats have been behaving badly, too. And I don't like pollsters. They tie up my phone. Mama's 24th call was from somebody named Ethel. Ethel wants me to drive her to town to cash her Social Security check, Mama said. You're 99 and somebody wants you to drive them? She doesn't drive, Mama said. While you're up, I wasn't. Could you get me my car keys from the dresser? When I handed Mama the keys, she said, What was it you wanted to talk to me about? Nothing, I said. Is there anything good on TV? Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.